Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness towards us. We thank you for another opportunity to listen to your word on this podcast. Take all the glory, all the praise, and all the adoration. Bless your word in our life, Heavenly Father, that people may know, they may see, they may hear that God has blessed us. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me welcome you to our podcast today on our website, the website of Living Hope Church. I thank God that you found your way here. I pray that as you listen to the podcast, especially if you download it as well, may God use it to move you forward in life. May God reveal himself to you as a father and a friend in a deeper way. May this podcast help you to become brighter, bigger, and better in everything that God has set before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I am your host, Pastor Dr. Kemi Atanda Ilori, the General Overseer of Living Hope Church. The key scripture for us on today's podcast is found in Psalms 113, verse 7 to 8. Psalms 113, verses 7 and 8. God raises the poor out of the dust. God lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. And the topic for today's podcast is recognizing a poverty mindset. Recognizing a poverty mindset. I want to show us the key characteristics of a poverty mindset. And my hope is that when we recognize those characteristics, we will reject them in our own life. So that anytime we see those characteristics in our own life, we will be able to say, I reject that. I don't want that. This particular podcast is part of and the second part of the prosperity teaching that God in his mercy has enabled me to just put on this podcast. Okay, the first one is working with a prosperity mindset. And this second one is recognizing a poverty mindset. Let me declare to us, God has a covenant with each one of us in Christ Jesus to prosper us. It's not something that we need to be told by a man of God or a woman of God. It's not something that we need to be told by somebody who calls himself a prophet or an apostle or an evangelist, because all of these titles are always there and people are free to claim those titles. People are free to call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. But we must be sure that we are not being tossed around by all sorts of people who are trying to manipulate us emotionally, to manipulate us financially, to manipulate us in so many ways so that they get rich and we get poor. So we need to come to a place where we know what the Word of God says about us. God has a covenant with you to prosper you. As a covenant with you to prosper you. Salvation is always accompanied, not just with the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, but with material prosperity as well. Salvation has material benefits. The Bible says, thank God who daily loads us with benefits. So you shouldn't just know how to pray. You should also know how to walk with God in a prosperity covenant. And if you are going to walk with God in a prosperity covenant, you need to know what are the characteristics of a poverty mentality, a poverty mindset, so that constantly you reject those characteristics, so that you can flourish, you can thrive, even as God wants your soul to flourish and to thrive. God raises the poor out of the dust. He lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. The first sign that a person is walking with a poverty mindset, the first sign that a person is walking with a poverty mindset is a sense of inferiority, lack of confidence in what God is doing in their life, lack of confidence in the talents that God has given them, lack of confidence in who they are before God. You know, they are similar to that man who received one talent and buried it in Matthew chapter 25. He received one talent and he buried it. He dug a hole and buried it. He wasn't confident. He wasn't grateful to God for that one talent. He was saying, why didn't you give me five like that other guy? Why didn't you give me two like that other guy? Why give me one? An inferiority complex. People with a sense of inferiority, they are often risk averse. They can't take risks. There are two types of risks generally. A calculated risk and a blind risk. God wants us to take calculated risks. A calculated risk is a risk that you consider critically. What are the things that might go wrong? And what are the things that I can do to prevent them from going wrong or to minimize them from going wrong? I know I want to go to Lagos, or I know I want to go to London, or I know I want to go to Harare, or I know I want to go to Kampala, or I know I want to go to Lahore or Islamabad or wherever is the capital of the country where you are currently living. Every journey is a risk, whether by plane or by train or by car or by truck or by whatever, by bicycle. Life itself is a risk. But when a person has an inferiority complex, when they are walking with a sense of inferiority, they don't want to take risks. They can't critically engage with life and say, I know this step is risky, but what are the things I can do to minimize those risks? Because I must move forward. I must make progress in my life. Rather, they find reasons why it is impossible for them to do great things. Like that man in Matthew chapter 25, who buried the one talent that he was given. He found reasons. He said, my master is a hard taskmaster. He wants to reap where he doesn't sow. I don't want to help him to achieve that. Well, it's not about your master. It's about you. You have been given a potential. What are you going to use it for? What are you going to do? A lot of people, they just die with their potentials, never fulfilled. They die with their potentials wasted. That shouldn't be your story, by the grace of God. So the first characteristic of a poverty mindset is that the person suffers from an inferiority complex. They run away from risks. They find reasons why it is impossible for them to do great things. Listen, such people are not problem solvers, because every time a problem crops up, they are running away. They don't sit down to say, how can I solve this problem? Every problem that you solve takes you forward in life. Every problem that you solve takes you forward in life. But a person with a poverty mindset, when a problem arises, he wants to run away. He wants to run away. They can't face problems. They are not problem solvers. People with a sense of inferiority, they are often fearful of possible negative outcomes. They are very fearful of possible negative outcomes. When you give them options in terms of what they can do with their life, all they can think of will be the negative outcomes, the negative outcomes. Instead of thinking, how can I prevent or minimize possible negative outcomes? You see the story in Numbers chapter 13. Moses chose 12 people who are leaders. They are leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel. He chose them because they are leaders. He sent them as spies to go and spy out the land that is flowing with milk and honey, a good and large place that God is taking them to. But 10 of these people returned and they gave a bad report. They had a huge sense of inferiority. In Numbers 13 verse 33, this is what they said. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak. They came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in their own sight, in their sight as well. Can you see what we are saying? When people are walking in poverty mindset, the first thing is, there is a very deep sense of inferiority. That's what makes them jealous and envious and all that stuff. All the negative things that you see in people's lives, whether they are in church or outside of church, whether they are your brothers or your friends, your relatives, whoever they are, you will notice this sense of inferiority complex. You see somebody who is envious of you, it's because they have a sense of inferiority, that they are not as good as you, and they can't stand it. So you meet these people, leaders. So it doesn't mean that they are not leaders. Leaders who had been promised by God that God will take them into a good and large land flowing with milk and honey. They even came back and said, here is the evidence. God indeed is telling the truth. Look at the fruit of the land. But may God save you from every negative but that destroys your potential, that destroys your opportunity to prosper. So they said, here is the fruit. The place is indeed good. The land is flowing with milk and honey. But there are giants there, and these giants, they are going to kill us. In fact, the land is a land that kills its own people. If it is true, then why do you have those large fruits from the place as evidence that the place is prosperous? If it is true, why don't the giants eat themselves and kill themselves? No, they don't. These people are just looking for excuses not to prosper in their life. You shouldn't do that. When a person has a poverty mindset, that's the first thing you notice. They have a sense of inferiority. Number two, remember on this podcast today, we are talking about recognizing a poverty mindset. Number two, such people, they have low level skills, and they want to just remain on low level skills. They just believe that they can't do better than where they are, who they are. They have low level skills. Their skills are underdeveloped. Their ability to think critically is so underdeveloped. So they can be easily fooled. They can be easily deceived. They can be emotionally exploited. They are vulnerable in so many senses. That is what a poverty mentality, a poverty mindset does to you. They lack the ability to think critically, to say, is this person telling me the truth? Is he telling me a lie? Is this person before me? What can I do to better my life? What can I do to improve my life? They can't think critically. And then they have low skills. They are not trying to gain new skills. They are not trying to advance themselves in life, low-level skills. They have potentials, but they fail to actualize them. These people with a poverty mindset, a poverty mentality, this is the second characteristic you find with them. They know they have potentials, but they fail to actualize them. So you see this in Numbers 13, verses 26 to 28. So again, I'm talking about these people who were leaders that Moses sent out. They had a covenant with God that God will bless them, will take them to a good and large land, a place flowing with milk and honey. They had potentials, but they failed to actualize them. They all perished in the wilderness. Potential is not enough. Actualize your potential. I can read, I can write. Yes, that's fine. What do you do with reading and writing? Even these days, they are training animals to be able to do things. How much more a human being? Up your skills. Go for training. Go for education. Go for apprenticeship. Up your skills. Those who are going to make it in life, those who are going to advance, they train again and again. They improve their skills. They want to go higher. Even if you are a cleaner, up your skills and be the best cleaner. You know, up your skills. It's an important thing. But a person who is working with a poverty mindset, you see what the situation is with these people. In Numbers 13 verses 26 to 28, here is a problem, they can't face it. The giants are there, they can't say, we are going to defeat the giants. We are going to work hard and defeat the giants. We are going to learn how to defeat the giants. No, they just shut down and say, we are not going. We are going back to Egypt. It's better for us to be slaves. It's better for us to be begging for food, to have food being thrown at us, rather than us being able to make food for ourselves, for our families. Number three, we are talking about the characteristics of a poverty mindset on this podcast today. Remember, we are saying that God wants you to prosper. That is the will of God. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God created male and female, and he blessed them. Say, multiply, be fruitful. When the Lord destroyed the first world that he created and brought Noah out, and Noah made a sacrifice of thanksgiving to him in Genesis chapter 9, God said to Noah, be fruitful and multiply. This is the will of God for you. When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of slavery, like he brings us out of sin, out of the kingdom of darkness of Satan, God says to them, I'm taking you to a land that is full of milk and honey, a large land, a good land. Salvation is always accompanied by material prosperity. What's the purpose? If you speak in tongues, pray in tongues, and you are so poor, you can't even feed your children or have the best life possible, and you are speaking in tongues, would it not be better for you to forget tongues and get something done with your life? You know, because anybody can speak in tongues. What's the purpose? You call yourself a prophet or a pastor or an apostle or an evangelist, and you can't even make ends meet for yourself and for your family. Check it. It might be that you are working with a poverty mindset. A poverty mindset is a very bad thing. And often, you are the kind of people that will be exploited by those who are greedy, especially those who use religion to exploit others. So number three that you will see in terms of the characteristic of a poverty mindset, lack of aspiration. When a person has a poverty mindset, they can't do big thinking. They can't do big thinking. They can't handle big ideas. When you give them any idea that will take them forward in their life, they just shut down. They can't take it. It becomes too complex for them. They would rather be poor, rather be mediocre, rather be average, instead of becoming the best and doing excellently well. You know, so they can't do big thinking. They can't handle big ideas about their life, about their church, about their society, about their country. They can't think out of the box. They are always in that small space, you know, doing things as they've always done them, relying on the traditions and the, you know, and the past history and all that stuff. They can't think out of the box. They can't solve problems. They can't think of new things, new ways. They cannot innovate. They lack aspiration. They can't do blue sky thinking. Blue sky thinking is taking a blank paper and saying, Lord, where is my life going? And then you begin to design your life afresh. I want to become this. I want to become that. What are the steps I can take to become what I desire to be? That's blue sky thinking. When people can't do that, it means they lack imagination. So you see that That is the problem of the 10 leaders that Moses chose to go to spy the land, and they came back with a negative report, with a very bad report. Numbers 13:31. But the men who had gone up with Joshua and Caleb said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature." They lack imagination. They lack aspiration. They can't do big thinking. They can't handle big ideas. And remember, these are the people that God had gave a covenant to, that have seen the miracles of God. They saw his miracles, all that he did for them in the land of Egypt to bring them out, you know, great, great things of God. And even in the wilderness, they've seen big, big things of God. And a lot of people are like that, but just strangely, they lack imagination, they lack aspiration. On this podcast today, we are talking about recognizing a poverty mindset and rejecting it. You need to recognize a poverty mindset. What are the characteristics of a poverty mindset? The characteristics that will rob God's people of the ability to prosper and will make them defenseless victims of those who exploit them, those who buy private jets whilst preaching prosperity to them, and they become poorer whilst these people, they manage their life with private jets, luxury houses, and so on and so forth. You should not be one of those who are just robbed blind, because you don't know that God in his mercy has given you something wondrous and something that genuinely will work for you. Recognize a poverty mindset and reject it. Fourth characteristic, poor attitudinal thinking. Poor attitudinal thinking. It just means poor attitude to life. A very poor attitude to life. They don't have a can-do spirit. I can do this. They read it in scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There are people who don't even read the Bible. They've got a can-do spirit. There are people who are not praying to God, who are not going to church. You know, people who are successful out there in the worldly measure of success, whether in sports or music or industry or whatever it is, they've got an attitude of a winner. They've got an attitude of a winner. But you find people in church, they have got an attitude of losers mentally. That's why they can be exploited. They can be deceived. They can be told, "Give me your money. If you give me your money, God will prosper you." And foolishly, they give their money. They say, "Pay your tithes, pay your tithes, pay your tithes. God will open the windows of heaven." Well, yes. But you need to understand that that is not what makes God to prosper you. No. You have to go and read your scripture with your brains on, brains switched on. Because a lot of people, they read the Bible with their brains switched off. You need to read your Bible with your brains switched on, your critical thinking switched on. You need to engage with the Holy Spirit. You don't need to read your Bible as if you are serving Baal. You need to read your Bible as if you are serving God, that you are serving God, a living God, not a dead God. Read your Bible like you are serving God, the Almighty, the ever-living God. Poor attitude. These people are not winners, but losers, mentally speaking. They lack the discipline to focus and persevere. They act short-term rather than long-term. Whatever they can have now, even if it means that it will be delaying their future, in prosperity, they don't mind. They act short term rather than long term. They are satisfied with little today rather than secure much in the long term. They will prefer to be given fish rather than to be trained to become fishermen. Okay, they will prefer to be given fish, a handout. Anyone that can say, don't worry, I'll be giving you a handout every month. They say, that's good. They never aspire to be in a position where they can be of help to others and be the person who gives to others, who raises up the poor. They have a loser's mentality. Loser's mentality, not a winner's mentality. In Numbers 13, go and look at verse 32 in Numbers 13. Remember, we are talking about the leaders that Moses chose to spy out the land that God was giving them. These were not ordinary people, but mentally speaking, they were losers. They gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. Look at that. They saw men of great stature in this land, and they never thought in themselves, we could also be men of great stature in that land. Rather, they came back with a bad report, saying, that land will kill us all. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They even threatened to stone Moses and say, take us back to Egypt. It's better we go there and be slaves than we go into that land and achieve great stature. They're happy to sit with nothing if it is comfortable to have nothing. They are satisfied with little today rather than secure much in the long term. I think the clearest example in scripture is Esau in Genesis chapter 25, verses 29 to 34. I think I'll read that because it's an important thing to let us know when a person has a poverty mentality. Even what he has got will be taken away from him. Now Jacob cooked a stew. I'm reading Genesis chapter 25 from verse 29. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die, so what is this birthright to me? Think of that. I'm about to die, what is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So Esau swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Just for the sake of bread and stew of lentils, for that day he sold his birthright. Then Esau ate and drank, arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. And just many people in churches, outside of churches, they're just selling their birthright, left, right, and center. Because they are not winners, but they are losers mentally. They lack the discipline to focus and persevere. You know, they lack the discipline to focus on whatever is said before them and persevere. They can't think of, okay, I've achieved this today, I need to achieve that tomorrow. They are thinking, I've got this qualification, I'm going to sit on it, and that's it. They are not thinking, if I go higher in this qualification, I will go higher in life. You must be thinking, how do I go higher in life? What else can I do to go higher in life? Especially if as of today, you don't have enough. You don't have more than enough. Let's imagine that you have enough, but you don't have more than enough. So there are three people now. Some people don't have enough. Some people just have enough. And some people have nothing. Three people. Some are debt poor. Some they can still manage. Some just have enough. God wants you to have more than enough. That's what God wants you to have, more than enough. Don't stop until you have more than enough. so that you can do everything that God in His mercy places in your heart to do for others, to do for your family, to do for your church. Have a good attitude to life. Finally, for people with a poverty mentality, a poverty mindset, success is a nightmare rather than a desirable outcome. Anytime you are describing success to them, it's, oh my goodness, that's too hard, that's too complex, oh, that will take a long time. That will take a long time. If you say, oh, if you just submit yourself and you go for this 3-year training, they say, 3 years! 3 years! But guess what? Where they are, 3 years will come around quickly. And the person who goes for this 3 years training will come back and be their boss and, you know, and be telling them what to do. And they remain poor. They remain insufficient. There is no one who calls himself or herself a Christian who should not desire what God desires for them, success. God wants you to succeed. He wants you to thrive. He wants you to flourish. There is no virtue in poverty. Being poor will not take you to heaven. No, it won't take you to heaven at all. Being poor won't take you to heaven. Just as being rich won't take you to heaven. Okay, so we know that. But God wants you, wants to say you've got salvation. God wants you to be rich. God wants you to have more than enough. God wants you to have a life that is prosperous. Something that you'll be able to say to everyone, see what God has done with my life. See how He has blessed me. See the territories that God has conquered for me. See the challenges that God has made me to overcome. See the adversities that God in His mercy has turned into prosperity for me. See how God is in His mercy has made me to climb my high hill. You must climb your own high hill. If you are not climbing your own high hill, there is something wrong with you. Don't speak in tongues. Don't call yourself some of these pompous names and titles. Just try as much as possible and make something of your life. May God prosper you. Today we have spoken about the characteristics of a poverty mentality, a poverty mindset. Recognize these characteristics and reject them in your whole life. And I tell you, just as God says in the scripture that we read at the beginning of the podcast, Psalms 113 verses 7 to 8. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Mighty Jehovah, glorious God, we bless you and thank you for who you are, for what you do, O God. For the loving kindness of God. Hallelujah, Lord. For the gracious goodness of God. O Lord. O Father. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all the things that you have shown us. You are a good, good Father. You are a great Father. You are the only one whose promises never fail for us, O God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Take all the glory, all the praise, all the adoration, O God. Help us to walk in your ways.
Power on.
To do what is right.
Bluetooth mode.
Help us to walk blamelessly before you. Help us to understand, O God, that God is good, that you never fail. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. I pray for you. May God in His mercy, in His grace, favor you. May God in His mercy touch you in the most wonderful way. Amen. Just before we go, let's listen to this song. I like it because it is so true. God is a good, good Father. Hallelujah. He's a good, good Father. Hallelujah.
stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. As you call me, deeper still, as you call me, deeper still, as you call me.
Hallelujah. I thank God for you. By the grace of God, we'll meet on another podcast. Thank you for visiting the website of Living Hope Church. And thank you for listening to this podcast. God bless you. All the best. Bye-bye now. Amen.